from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka says if he's elected governor of New Jersey, he would double the rate that the state builds affordable housing. Earlier this year, Governor Phil Murphy signed a law to standardize affordable housing obligations throughout the state. As of today, 26 municipalities have joined a lawsuit calling the regulation an overreach. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is discussing the FDA's actions on flavored vapes.
The justices discussed on Monday whether the agency acted unfairly in its decision to stop two companies from marketing their e-cigarette products with flavors, including pink lemonade and creme brulee, that it saw as a risk to young people. The companies alleged the FDA changed the rules in the middle of its review on how their products would be evaluated. I'm Brian Shook.
Officials are giving an update to the repair project of the George Washington Bridge.
The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the $2 billion project to replace every one of the 93-year-old bridge's original steel suspender ropes is more than 95% complete, with just two dozen of the 592 ropes left to be replaced. It's the primary Hudson River crossing for large commercial trucks and, as such, a crucial link in the regional interstate highway network. Work began in September 2018 on the bridge's north side and is scheduled to be completed by the end of 2026. Jacqueline Carl, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And civil liberties groups are slamming the recent restriction of speakers at Edison Township Council meetings from using any props, which includes American flags. Video from the November 25th meeting has been making the rounds online, including one resident escorted out after waving a small flag at the podium. The organization, Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, calls the policy unreasonable and says the town should expect to hear from them shortly. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. What's the weather like out there? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be a cold night tonight as the sky turns out partly cloudy. Lows will be in the 20s to around 30. Turning breezy tomorrow. Some sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds. High temperatures will be in the lower 40s. Periods of snow and rain tomorrow night could accumulate a slushy coating to an inch in some areas, especially near and northwest of 287. Low temperatures will be in the mid-30s. A rain or snow shower in spots to start Thursday. Then clouds break for some sun and it turns colder in the afternoon as temps fall into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It is 25 degrees in Phillipsburg, 28 degrees in Princeton, 33 degrees Cherry Hill. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.